follow a detailed script. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the thought for today. Follow a detailed script in your life, and you will find that your life will be a very exciting adventure. Oh, yes. Now, the detailed script in your life must be very definitive. It must be very detailed. It must have every nuance completely thought out ahead of time. You must know exactly how you're going to do anything that you're going to do. You must know exactly how you're going to do anything you're going to do. Now, I can hear you saying, "Herb, you have lost your rocker. You have lost your marbles. You are off on a tangent that knows no return." And I say to you, that's because you're only thinking on one level. You're only thinking on one point of view. I say, follow a detailed script. Now, my detailed script starts out this way. I like me. Well, that's not a detailed script for doing a particular thing. Oh, yes, it is. If I like me, I'm going to do things that are beneficial to me. I'm going to do things that are beneficial for me. I'm going to do things that are fun, that are delightful, that are wonderful. If I like me, I'm going to involve myself in relationships and in friendships and in activities that are just going to be the greatest and most wonderful adventure that anyone could ever have. It's going to be a ball. And it is. It is. My life is a ball. Because everything I do is from I like me. Everything I do is from I am a wonderful person. Everything I do is from I surround myself with beautiful beings, beautiful circumstances, and all is good and very good. Well, what's that got to do with it? That's a script. Yes, that's a very definite script. It's a script that you and I create for ourselves every moment of every day. Now, I'm talking to a person and they're telling me the details of their life. And they're saying, "Well, now, I was married and I had these children and my husband or my wife and I lived this sort of life and I was in this circumstances and we were doing these things and, oh, we just really had a tough time." And then I say to them, "Hey," you see, that part of the script of my life, they're in my life. I say, "Hey, what did your husband do that made you love him so much?" "Well, he was just always thoughtful, always standing by me, always saying, 'Sweetheart, you can do anything.' Always telling me that I'm a wonderful person, always telling me that our children are the greatest, and then showing me how to get that out of them." "Wow, you had a husband who did that? Hoo-hoo, are you blessed? My goodness, are you blessed?" "Yes. And my children also did great things too." "Yes, they did." "Well, now, what sort of script did your children have as they were on their pathway to do great things?" "Oh, my husband was always guiding them, and I was always encouraging them, and we were telling them how good they are." "Did you tell them what they had to do?" No. They had enough ideas in their own mind of what was exciting for them. We merely told them what attitude to take about it, to believe in themselves, to believe in whatever goal they had for themselves, whatever dream they had for themselves. And we told them, whenever they write the script for their life, to make sure that the script was all about their attitude, all about their choices, all about what turned them on, all about what made them happy. Yeah, that's a good script, isn't it? But as I talk to people, they tell me their script. Now, they don't realize that as they give me the cons of their script, that's their choice. And as they give me the pros of their script, that's their choice. So I get the pro and con from different people. And when I hear the pro, I say, "Wow, what a great script. Wow, how beautiful that script is. Wow, how supportive that script is." And when I hear the cons, I say, "Oh, I wouldn't do that to anybody, to say that they couldn't do that, or they didn't do that, or they wouldn't do that, or they had this problem or that problem. I would not name a problem like that, for myself at least." Well, we did, And what benefit came from it? Nothing. It was a very unhappy situation. Unhappy situation? Why was it an unhappy situation? Well, it was an unhappy situation because of the way that came out. What do you mean? You put unhappiness in and unhappiness came out and you're surprised? Well, when you put it that way, no. Well, when you put happiness in and happiness comes out, are you going to be surprised? No. Well, why should you be surprised when you put unhappiness in and unhappiness comes out? Well, it's the truth. It's what really happened. Not what really happened. We can look at any circumstance in life and see it from the good point of view or from the bad point of view. We can see it from a supportive point of view or we can see it from a negative point of view. It's just a matter of what point of view are we going to have. Are we going to follow a detailed script of joyful, positive, uplifting activities, a joyful, positive, uplifting activity of attitudes, or are we going to look at the contrary? It's all a matter of our choice. It's all a matter of the script that we're choosing for ourselves. Now, every one of us has a script. There are some people who are happy all the time, and that's their script. There are other people who are sad all the time, and that's their script. There are some people who are undecided all the time, and that's their script. And then there are people who come and they go to counselors and they go to people who are on positive thinking levels and they say, how can I be more positive thinking? And the person will say to them, in everything find good, in everything find peace, in everything find success, in everything find, well, you mean in what really exists, in what's out there? Did you just look for the good? Sure, it's there. It's there, it just needs to be unearthed, it just needs to be revealed, and you reveal it by opening your heart to it, by opening your mind to it, by opening your soul to it, by opening yourself to it, to let it happen and let it be. Now, are you ready for that? Well, if you're ready for that, it's ready for you. The script is merely waiting your approval, your acceptance, and your instigation. You put it to work. Are you going to put the script to work of happiness for you today? Or are you going to put the script to work of sadness for you today? Well, what do you mean sadness? Well, if you're going to concentrate on people's problems, if you're going to concentrate on circumstances, on television, if you're going to concentrate on the problems in the world, you're going to put the unhappiness in motion for yourself. If you're going to look for the bright side of life, if you're going to look for the sun, if you're going to look for the joy and the beauty and the goodness that happens, you'll find that. It's up to you. It's up to you totally. And it's up to you right now. Everything in the world is waiting to reveal its good side to you. Everything in the world is, as they say of the moon, its dark side, is willing, ready to show its dark side. But is its dark side bad? No, not at all. Is its light side good? No, not at all. It just is. We can make out of anything whatever we wish by our attitude, by how we look at it. And when we have a detailed script in our life, and our script says, I like me, I am happy, and our script is just a bunch of positive affirmations that we reiterate again and again and again, soon it becomes our way of life. Soon it becomes our absolute experience in life. And forevermore it belongs to us and we enjoy it and have it as our reality. This is a choice that we give to ourselves right now. This is following a detailed script that leads us to where we want to go. Just like any roadmap. And we can take the road map and we can say, here's the highway. Now off to the side there is the Grand Canyon. Well now, who wants to miss the Grand Canyon? Wow! Well, it doesn't get you where you want to go because the road map has the highway not leading to the Grand Canyon but going by it. And then you go by other wonderful things. You go by beautiful national parks. You go by beautiful cities. And sometimes there's a roundabout that takes you around the city so you do not have to go through the city as you're driving on the freeway to one place or another. You can always make your choice to go in and participate or to go around and ignore. It's all our choice. They're all there. The Grand Canyon isn't going to say, "You missed it, you missed it, you missed it, you silly person, you didn't come and see me. I'm always so wonderful, and I don't mind, but if you want to, I'm here, come and see me." And then you come and see me and say, "Say hello, hello Grand Canyon!" And I'll sing back to you, "Hello there friend, happy to see you." And you see, life's like that. We follow that detailed script, and we come up with the responses we want from life. So drive down the highway that you want and take the side trips that you want, but make sure the side trips are all beneficial to you. Happy side trips, joyous side trips, side trips that lift you into this, the level of joy and peace and harmony that is unimaginable. And let it be done now. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.